Grace and peace to you, my friends, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Betsy Turner, and I am the pastor of Stockbridge Presbyterian Church. And it is my joy and privilege to worship with you on this day, July the 12th, 2020, our 18th Sunday of gathering in this way, and our 15th Sunday in ordinary time. But as you might have guessed from the tease on Facebook, or from the decor that you see around me, we're doing something a little different today, which is that we're celebrating Christmas in July. So I'd invite you to join me as we open our worship with a familiar Christmas carol, O Come All Ye Faithful. O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, O come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. Hear him, Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing, O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Would you pray with me? Holy God, in the midst of a lot of chaos and confusion, much stress and anxiety, we come to worship you. Help us to quiet other voices in these moments so that we might hear you speaking to us. Bind us together across the distance that separates through the gift of technology and by the power of your Holy Spirit, and grant your peace to our frantic minds, our weary bodies, and our restless spirits. Come, Spirit, come, and be with us. Amen. Our scripture reading for today is from Luke chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was the governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds, living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy, which is for all the people. To you is born this day, in the city of David, a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find the child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace
among all people. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I know what you're probably thinking. As I was putting these Christmas lights up behind me and picking out this tree-shaped nativity, my kids had the same questions. Wait, isn't it July? Yes, it is. Isn't Christmas a long way off? Yes, it is. So why all the Christmas stuff? The short answer that I gave them and that I could give you is because I feel like it. But the truth is, I think there's something else going on here. It feels to me like the Spirit has led me towards this idea of Christmas in July. Christmas in July is a thing in other parts of the world, particularly the Southern Hemisphere, where the weather on December 25th doesn't really match the traditional European images that we associate with Christmas. Snow and snowmen, cozy log fires, mulled cider, lighting candles and twinkle lights against a cold winter's night. Even some of our hymns and carols have this imagery in them. Think of In the Bleak Midwinter. Not exactly a fit if you're celebrating Christmas in 80 to 90 degree weather on a beach with a cookout. But of course, that doesn't apply to us. Christmas for us does fall in the winter. So in our part of the world, Christmas in July tends just to be a sales tactic used by mattress firms and car dealerships to sell something during the summer slump. But what made me choose to do Christmas in July today was a series of coincidences. Or perhaps we might understand them to be movements of the Spirit over the last few weeks. Our neighbors across the street had a baby a few weeks ago, and that got me thinking about new life and the hope and the promise and the joy of a birth. Every week of recording in this way at home, I have set a different nativity here on the table beside me, and I recently had to pull out the collection, and I have quite a few, and go through it to assess which ones I've used and which ones I haven't. Then I happened to read a book that was set at Christmas time, where the main character lovingly restored a vintage nativity set. And then last week, cleaning up in one of my kids' rooms, I found a piece of tinsel. Now, I know what that must imply about my housekeeping skills, but I think it was a case of a kiddo who had squirreled away that piece of tinsel back at Christmas, and it had come unearthed recently. All of that got me thinking about Christmas and feeling like there was some kind of theme emerging. And as I pondered some more, I realized the main reason to observe Christmas in July is summed up in that song, "We need a little Christmas right this very minute. We need a little Christmas now." We need a little Christmas. We need a feel-good story. We could use some of that right now. These are long, hard days, and a lot of us are mired in stress, despair, and sorrow, and we could use some joy and fun and a distraction right about now. The news and the issues of the day are heavy and serious and real and important, and this is not to say that those things can or should be ignored, but it is fun to take out the Christmas tree nativity set and the twinkle lights, and to sit with the familiar words of Luke 2, a story about a sweet sleeping baby and beautiful angels and a silent holy night. But it's more than that. We need a little Christmas, not just for escape or distraction or out of nostalgia. In these difficult days, we need the truth of Christmas, the gospel good news that's in this story. Christmas is about the deep, powerful, and unique claim of the Christian faith that God has been born in human flesh. That one of God's names is Emmanuel, God with us. This incredible mystery, that the eternal God of creation, who spins the planets and created every living thing, who reigns in unsearchable wisdom and almighty power, this same God tenderly loves us so much that God took on flesh and bone and was born as a little baby, just like each one of us. That the Spirit, whom we call holy, who is pure grace and perfection, light and truth, chose to embody all of that in a person. And specifically, we might note, a brown-skinned Jewish child, born poor in a little village, in an occupied land, to an unwed mother, who soon became a refugee. This child was, in fact, the true presence of God, God with us, Emmanuel, the promised one, the light of the world, our Savior. God has such deep passion and compassion for human beings, especially the least and the last and the lost with whom he spent his earthly time. God saw fit to come and live among us and to show us love, to save us. That's the Christmas message. And that's a message that we need right now, personally, and as a church, and as a nation, and as a global family. We need a word about God being present to us and knowing our human predicament. We need a little Christmas right now because we need that reminder that God is near, that God is with us, that God has come down to earth to be a part of our real life in all the mess and muck of it. This message has nothing to do with snowmen or twinkle lights or a certain date on the calendar. What it has to do with is the endless love and timeless Word of God, which, in one translation of the Bible, is written, became flesh and blood and moved into our neighborhood. Generous inside and out, true from start to finish. In these long, hard days, times of stress and despair, where we are overwhelmed or where we are isolated, when the news is heavy and serious and the problems of the world seem large, we need to know and to rely upon and to share that great good news of Emmanuel, God with us. That message that God has moved into our neighborhood, that the great God of the whole universe knows intimately our ecstasy and our agony, our joy and our sorrow, our fears and our doubts, and the fullness of what it means to live and to die. And God is with us as we go through all of that. That's the promise of Christmas. And it doesn't matter if we proclaim that in December or July. My hope and prayer is that we proclaim it with our lives every single day. So Merry Christmas to you, and Amen. Now let us sing once again. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, late in time behold him come, offspring of the Virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail the incarnate Deity, pleased with us in flesh to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace,
Hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that we no more may die, born to raise us from the earth, born to give us second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
In the bleak midwinter would not be a very fitting hymn for our Christmas in July. But it does ask us to ponder an important question about the birth of Jesus. What shall we give him? A shepherd could bring a lamb, and a wise man can do their part. And what do we do to honor the incredible gift of the Word made flesh? What we do is to give our hearts and our lives and our resources toward the project of sharing God's love and grace with the world. So I invite you to give as generously as you are able, using our online giving or mailing your checks into the church office. We continue, even while apart, to be about mission and ministry in our neighborhood, in the name of the one who is born to us, Jesus the Christ. As our response and our dedication of our offering, let us sing as the angels did.
Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Let us pray together. God of our salvation, we gather in praise, lifting your name together. In the beginning, your creative work began with a word, and your creation continued with the Word made flesh. Like Mary, we ponder these things in our hearts, and we wonder how you could love us so much as to actually become one of us, one with us. We remember all the stories that remind us of your steadfast love and affirm that you have never and you will never give up on your children. Thank you for your steadfast presence in our lives. Even as we celebrate the great fulfillment of your perfect love, we recognize that the world is still imperfect and weary and waiting for a full fulfillment of your kingdom. Give us the courage to do your work and to share the peace that came to us in the manger, so that your promises might be fulfilled among all people. We pray, as we always do, but with particular urgency in these days, for the sick or hurt and those who care for them, for the dying and those who grieve, especially those who do so alone, for the poor and those who are most vulnerable, for the long oppressed and those still waiting for justice, for the anxious and those who feel most alone, and for all in seats of power that they might lead with wisdom. Hear us now as we name in silence or out loud in our own spaces our specific concerns and the particular ways we need your grace. Hear us, we pray, O God. Restore us and make your face to shine so that we might be saved. Send us forth by your Spirit to share the Christmas good news and the gift of grace with everyone we encounter.
We make our prayer in the name of the Bethlehem baby, our Savior, Jesus the Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now it is time, my friends, to go and tell it on the mountain. It may not be officially Christmas, but I charge you to go forth from this time of worship with a Christmas spirit, a spirit of joy and generosity, of celebration and hope. Go and share the good news, and go trusting that you do not go alone, for the promise of Christmas is true every day of the year. God is with us, now and forever. Knowing this, my friends, be at peace. Amen.